For Carmen de Lavallade, the show is going on, even without her most important collaborator, her husband. Jeffrey Holder died earlier this month. He was 84. They were a power couple, dancers, actors, on Broadway, off Broadway, on screens big and small. NPR's Elizabeth Blair caught up with de Lavallade to talk about her new one-woman show and about Jeffrey Holder.
You were married for 59 years.
Correct.
Carmen de Lavallade says she wasn't counting, but she's pretty clear why she and Jeffrey Holder stayed together for so long.
He allowed me to be myself. He was my champion. He was my biggest fan.
And he was smitten with her instantly. They met in 1954. De Lavallade and her friend, Alvin Ailey, were cast in the Broadway musical House of Flowers, starring Pearl Bailey. When you fly
into high. Music by Harold Arlen, written by Truman Capote. Alvin and I got a featured duet.
This is from de Lavallade's one-woman show, As I Remember It.
This one tall, handsome man from Trinidad, named Jeffrey Holder, took us under his wing. 3 days later, he proposed. 4 months later, I accepted.
They were a glamorous couple. Between them, their credits include the Metropolitan Opera, movies, TV shows, Tony Awards. Holder lent his famous voice to commercials.
Crisp and clean and no caffeine. Never had it, never will.
There's a great video of de Lavallade dancing in the 1960s in high heels, a low-cut, tight-fitting black dress. She's got hips, and she shimmies them elegantly. Today at 83, de Lavallade is still gorgeous and still graceful. Her moves in her solo theater piece are just gentler. Videos of her dancing in old movies and TV shows are projected on a big screen behind her. She critiques herself, reminisces, jokes about her hips, and the famous people she called friends.
I remember Duke Ellington kissing me on the cheek 4 times and whispering, one for each cheek.
Carmen de Lavallade is scheduled to perform As I Remember It at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. this week. She says she thought about canceling when her husband died, but she says Jeffrey would not want that.
I really want to do it for him and for my friends and the other people who I've missed that are in it because they made my life.
De Lavallade says she's not yet sure how to talk about Jeffrey Holder's death in the show, her closest companion and collaborator for 59 years. But she says she is planning to. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.